Hi, everyone. Welcome to our podcast about ADHD, competition, and creativity. I'm Savannah.
And I'm Katie.
And today we're kind of just going to discuss what we presented on and really get into what we have learned from each other's presentations.
Exactly. So first, my PowerPoint was basically about ADHD and creativity and how people can show that.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, I learned so much from your presentation. I think that I only really have questions like, how does a person with ADHD like really lock in to unlocking their creativity like on a daily basis?
Yeah.
Like, whether they're medicated or unmedicated, you know?
Yeah. There's so many different aspects that go into that, but one that I really touched on during the PowerPoint was how there's a nature versus nurture aspect of having ADHD and creativity, where it is like proven that individuals with ADHD are creative. It's just more of like a computation aspect rather than an innate ability, because individuals with ADHDs have a hard time like following through with tasks. So if they're able to do so, then they can actually show their creative side. But that's just basically what is my entire presentation based on.
Yeah. I mean, I have one of my brothers has ADHD tendencies, and I think that he didn't really go to anything that was like teaching him how to do like schoolwork as a person with ADHD. And so sometimes like he has really great questions and he has really great ideas, but it's hard for him to sit down and actually complete a task.
Oh, yes.
Especially because he's not on medicine or anything.
And I know your brother's younger than you, right?
Yes. Yeah. He's 4 years younger than me. So it's been interesting to see him grow with that, because it's like he's naturally really creative, but it's like sometimes like it's hard for him to get those ideas out, I guess.
Yeah. And I totally understand that, because I do think that ADHD can kind of be like a developed, like something to overcome. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was younger, I had a harder time actually sitting down and making myself do it. But now since I'm in college, I'm constantly surrounded by other people who are able to just sit down and focus. So it helps give me a better idea of like what I know I should be doing. So I know when your brother gets older, he can totally.
Yeah, and I've definitely seen him like develop those strategies for himself that he knows works for him too as he's gotten older, which is really cool to see.
Yeah. And speaking of ADHD and creativity and like honing in on your skills, I know that you play sports over here, which is really cool, that you did your entire presentation on that. I want to hear more about that.
So I basically did my presentation on competition and how it motivates people, not only in sports, but in life, basically. And I mean, one of my biggest topics that I really hit on was that, like, in order to be your most creative self, you have to have, like, enough motivation, which can be induced by competition or something else, to want to, like, give your best effort and be most creative. But you can't have so much that you feel like it's you're bound to fail. And so it's like it's you don't even try.
Yeah, so, exactly. I love that. No, because in high school, I remember I played tennis and I would go against people in matches where I knew that they were better than me. But I know that I still had a chance of winning if I was able to use more of like a strategy game rather than pure skills.
Yes.
Do you ever notice that in your sport?
Totally. I play lacrosse and it's a total creative game. Like you're constantly trying to battle. There's 7 people on offense, 7 people on defense, so it's kind of chaotic sometimes, but you're constantly trying to battle with your teammates on how can I beat this team. And like my team, when we go up against like powerhouse teams, it's like we do a lot of preparation, but also it's like once we get in the game, we have to put our minds to that fact that we know we have enough pride that we can beat this team, and so it allows us to kind of be find our flow, I guess you could say.
Oh, exactly. And I understand that flow was something that was touched on as well in class. And I think that when it comes to sports and ADHD and creativity, there is definitely like a flow state that people can enter into to like really show that creative side.
Yeah. I also found that really interesting because that was our last presentation of the semester. And I thought it tied into both of our topics so well. I was actually fascinated because I was like, to be competitive, like you have to have a certain amount of flow or else you're competing as other people who have found that like quality in themselves. And ADHD to get things done, to come up with your best ideas. Like, I mean, I don't know if you agree with that or.
Oh, totally understand. And I also, when it comes to having ADHD, like whether you're medicated or unmedicated, if there's a topic that's super fascinating, usually like that will really inspire individuals to just enter into that flow state and be able to like follow through and like really just become absolute experts in that area because they're just so interested in it.
Yeah, and I think that's the same with competitors, honestly. It's like you master your field because you want to win in it, and that's like the main motivation, and we talk about it all the time in sports. But yeah, so.
That's awesome. I loved hearing about your presentation.
Yeah, you too. Thank you guys for joining us.
See you next time.